Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to a live stream here. This is the first day of Tesla trading since Tesla delivered or announced their Q1 production and delivery numbers on Friday. Friday was a holiday. And so we're going to check out the stock price. I'm going to share kind of my thoughts on what's going on with Tesla, TSLA. So here we are still in market hours. The market's about to close in about 40 minutes, and Tesla's at $702, up 40 points. A great day for Tesla and up about 6%. Since last trading session. So in this video, I want to do kind of a stream of consciousness on Tesla stock, more on the stock price than the company itself. So I kind of separate Tesla the company in terms of how they're doing long-term with their execution toward their long-term goals. And I think overall, Tesla the company is doing great in terms of long-term execution. There isn't really, much volatility or drama. Tesla is like plugging away toward their long-term goals of full self-driving, of 20 million cars by the year 2030, also 3 terawatt hours of batteries by 2030 as well. However, besides Tesla the company, I look at the stock price as kind of a different animal, because the stock price is not just driven by the Tesla's long-term execution and how they're doing, but a lot of the stock price is driven by by sentiment around the company and around the market. Overall though, I think Q1, if you look at just the production and delivery numbers, it could set up in motion a series of events that can drive sentiment toward the stock very positive. But on the flip side, there's always a macro environment or a bigger environment, which could be actually more important than actually just people's attitude toward the company. So we've got, number one, long-term interest rates. If long-term interest rates, the 10-year treasury, which is now at about 1.7%, if it goes much higher, it's going to make safer investments more attractive, and it could actually continue this rotation out of growth stocks into more safer assets. However, and another thing actually, is there could be a general kind of sentiment or investor sentiment toward growth stocks, that after such a big historic run in the past year or so, that people want to take a breather. They're not really confident that growth stocks can really take another leg up. So I think we've got some challenges in the growth environment. However, on the flip side, you've got a massive amount of stimulus going out, and then you've got a massive amount of infrastructure spending, right, that the US is planning. And I think if the macro environment for growth stocks remain positive or neutral, then I think there are some positive or potential stock catalysts that can drive the sentiment around Tesla stock positive. So what are these different events or catalysts for Tesla stock in the next several months? All right, number one is Q1 earnings. So we've got a lot of uncertainty that was going into Q1 report. And I think a lot of investors, they looked at Tesla as, okay, fine, you had a great year last year with the pandemic, etc. But Q1 is supposed to be the seasonally most weakest quarter for auto manufacturers, and it is. And people were expecting Tesla to have a big drop in sales. And that big drop in sales, the fear was that it could lead to a few quarters of depressed sentiment toward the stock and toward the stock price. However, what happened with Q1 deliveries was Tesla smashing expectations. So Tesla in Q4, they delivered about 180,000 vehicles in Q4 2020. Now in Q1 2021, we're expecting, Tesla to deliver less, but they blew out expectations by delivering 185,000 vehicles. This was more than in Q4, which is the seasonally the highest quarter. So what's going on here? Tesla in the seasonally weakest quarter, delivered record deliveries, and there were no refreshed Model S and X deliveries. So if you counted, if Tesla would have actually refreshed Model S and X, you could have saw deliveries over 200,000 for this Q1. Overall, what we're looking at is we're looking at a fantastic Q1 delivery, in my opinion, or earnings in a few weeks. We're going to have, great revenue, probably record profits. Further, in Q1, there's an Elon CEO stock compensation plan that every quarter, they're taking some and expensing it toward the GAAP profits. However, this expense will be actually lower in Q1, because actually Q4, they have to expense a couple of the tranches. And so overall, you're looking at a fantastic Q1, I think. And this just reverses or kind of crushes the hopes that a lot of Tesla bears and shorts were having that Q1 would be a poor showing, that it could lead to a few or several quarters, right, of just spiraling, you know, bad news for Tesla. This doesn't look like the case right now. All right, number two, Tesla looks like they'll have even better earnings for Q2. So what does this mean? So Q2 only gets better because of a few things. Number one, Shanghai is continuing to ramp Model Y production. See, in the beginning, Shanghai was producing Model 3, but the big vehicle out of Shanghai is the Model Y. This is the car that has much more demand than the Model 3. Further, what's great is because Shanghai is a newer factory, they're able to drive down the cost much cheaper than they could with their Fremont factory, which is a lot of legacy and older equipment. Further, in Q2, Tesla's going to be able to deliver a bunch of refreshed Model S and Xs. Now, we're not sure exactly how many because, you know, we still need to see them in delivery, but they're definitely going to, you know, be more than last quarter, which is basically none of the refreshed Model S's and X's. So in Q2, the expectation is we're going to see more revenue, and with more revenue, you're going to see more profits. It's going to be another probably historic record quarter for Q2 for Tesla. And so this poses like a bigger issue or bigger problem for Tesla bears. Like, when is Tesla going to falter? You know, when are they going to stumble? If Tesla was going to stumble, it was supposed to be Q1, but that is now kind of crushed with this production number. All right, number three, Tesla is showing more operating leverage every quarter. So what does this mean? As Tesla increases delivery every quarter for this year and upcoming years, their revenue and their profit increase every quarter because their revenue and their gross profit is increasing much faster than their operating expenses. So here's what this means. Let's say Tesla sells double the amount of cars. They sell, let's say, they go from 500,000 to 1 million vehicles. What happens is their quarterly revenue or yearly revenue actually doubles, but their expenses aren't doubling, right? Their expenses might be going up 10, 15, or 20%. So, I mean, it depends how fast. Tesla might be pushing the envelope and, you know, increasing expenses a little bit more, but it's not going to be in the range of how fast revenue is increasing. Now, what a lot of people confuse expenses for is they think that when Tesla increases, let's say, their production from 500,000 to 1 million cars, they think that Tesla has to increase their operating expenses by double to, you know, produce double amount of cars. But the misconception here is that the cost to make the car, meaning the labor and the manual and the time and energy in terms of to assemble and to make these cars, that cost is not included in operating expense. It's included in cost of goods. So actually, when we have the revenue minus by the different costs of goods, depreciation, other items, we're left with the item of gross profit. And then from gross profit, then we minus operating expenses. So the thing is, when Tesla increases their revenue by double, what's happening is actually their gross margins actually likely increase. So their gross profit increases, and then their operating expenses, which are not necessarily affected by how much they produce. And that's why one example was with Tesla. When Tesla went from basically no Model, you know, 3 production in early 2017, and they went to full production, let's say, you know, by end of 2019, their overall operating expenses didn't increase barely any. And that's remarkable because, you know, their company is so lean in terms of their R&D and their SG&A. What did increase was the cost of goods, but that's included in their gross margin. So it's not something we have to worry about. Overall, I think as long as there aren't major operational hiccups and big, you know, stumbles with Tesla, I think Tesla actually has a clear path to increase revenue and profits every quarter for at least the next few years. And that's incredibly bullish. All right, number four catalyst for improving Tesla sentiment with their stock is number four, exiting smart shorts. So I think this week actually is an opportunity for some smart shorts to exit and to close their positions. And I do think the smart shorts will close their positions. Some of them might have big positions that they need to close. But I think a lot of shorts and bears won't close their positions, and they might get trapped because when Tesla posts a record Q1 earnings in just a few weeks, right, it might actually be surprising to people because, you know, there's this weird thing where people think that, hey, fine, Tesla delivered some cars, but, You know, there's all these excuses that, oh, Tesla won't run a profit, or they won't get regulatory credits, or, you know, they'll have some big expenses. And so a lot of the negativity around Tesla doubts that actually increased revenue, increased production will actually lead to increased profits. And so Q1 record earnings in a few weeks actually might surprise a lot of people and trap people, or trap some shorts. All right, number five, there are new factories in Berlin and Austin that are coming online this year. So this is actually a huge catalyst in my opinion, because Berlin is manufacturing the Model Y, and we're looking to start production Berlin start production mid-year of this year. And the cool thing is Europe doesn't have any Model Ys right now. Like, we're not producing or sending Model Ys to Europe. People are waiting for Model Ys. And according to all projections, Elon and Tesla are saying that they think the demand for Model Y is going to be double than that of the Model 3. And so there's all this FUD that, oh, Tesla's, you know, losing market share in Europe, etc. But think about it. They don't have their biggest car, right? Their flagship Model Y in the market yet. And that's what Berlin is going to do. It's going to give Model Y, but it's also going to give Model Y likely with 4680 cells, which is going to drive down the costs of the Model Y and increase its performance and efficiency. So this is huge. Tesla can really have a lot of leeway in terms of how much price they want to decrease to increase demand if need be. And so this is going to last for a few years, in my opinion. We're going to see Model Y really expanding in Berlin. Further, you have Austin coming online this year. And Austin, you know, is a huge factory. This weekend, I'm going to interview Randy from Texas Terra Factories, a YouTube channel and a Twitter account. I met him out. I was visiting the Texas factory in Austin by myself, just hanging out, trying to fly a drone. And I met Randy. He does weekly drone videos along with some others. And we're going to do a show on my channel where we're going to highlight some of the video clips before and now, right? So we're going to see the difference of how quickly Austin is being built and what it looks like. And so it's going to be a great show coming to you next week. But Austin is fantastic too, because 4680 cells, this is Model Y, this is going to be a Cybertruck as well, and the demand is just going to be crazy. And the bonus is that Tesla's going to be able to adjust the price, because the price that they're able to build the Model Y is going to be so much cheaper than they're currently able to build the Model 3 in Fremont. All right, number six catalyst for Tesla stock and sentiment is the Biden EV tax credit and rebate. So we don't have the full details of how much this tax credit or rebate is going to be, but regardless, it's going to be a big demand boost driver in the short to medium term. The most ideal situation is if the EV tax credit or rebate is uncapped, and this would be huge. It would allow people to have the choice to buy as many Teslas as they want, or as many people to buy Teslas, you know, as possible. And what would be great is if this was an extended kind of tax credit rebate that would last, you know, multiple years. If that's the case, you know, demand for Tesla's cars would just shoot up even more than it is now. It's amazing that Tesla's not even advertising, but they have all this demand that they could, you know, sell every single car basically they produce. But if you add a very generous tax credit, right, to this, it changes the game for Tesla. What could Tesla do? They could start perhaps a new factory in the US. They could push up, you know, production plans that could be more aggressive, because basically every single vehicle, right, they produce, whether it's a Model 3 Y or Cybertruck or anything, you know, there's going to be people buying it because of, you know, there's this extra tax credit and rebate. And this can really actually help Tesla become even more aggressive than they are right now. All right, number seven catalyst for sentiment change toward Tesla stock is Shanghai factory is going to fully ramp Model Y. So in Q1, Shanghai was ramping up Model Y production, and rumor had it that they were hiring like 3,000 people. They had a second production line, but there's still a lot to improve and to ramp up with Model Y in China. In fact, Elon Musk tweeted, I think this morning, he was saying, yeah, a special shout out to Tesla China. I think Tesla China had a big impact on the production numbers, where they're able to really ramp up Model Y faster and better than expected. And there's a lot of demand out there in Asia, not just in China. For example, South Korea has a very aggressive incentive plan, actually the Model Y supposedly qualifies for. And so in some ways, Tesla can ship a lot of these Model Ys to South Korea, sell them for great margins. There's a huge market, right, that Tesla has. I think it's just very fortunate or very well planned that Tesla had the Model 3 and then you release the higher volume Model Y, right? So you're able to increase your production, your factories, etc. Cybertruck actually is actually lower volume than Model 3 or Y. And what's going to bring Tesla to the next big kind of step change is going to be their Model 2 or their Gen 4 car, the $25,000 car. Now that's going to be a car where Tesla's going to be producing millions, probably out of multiple factories. It's going to take Tesla to a whole new realm. All right, number 8 catalyst for Tesla stock in the coming months is Tesla Full Self-Driving going into wide release. So we know Tesla Full Self-Driving is in beta. There's a lot of controversy how ready it is to go to wide release. My opinion, I think they're going to keep it in so-called quote-unquote beta mode for quite a while, even though they're going to increase how many people have access to that beta mode. I think as Tesla's able to prove out Full Self-Driving this year into late this year, we're going to see an increase in take rate from people because people are going to take this option because now it's becoming a reality. Like people were taking this option before, right? They even had, you know, images or videos or, you know, knowledge of this in full existence. I think it's just going to improve Tesla's margins and what they could charge for their car. On top of this, we know that Tesla is planning to start a software as a service subscription business. So this is going to be a monthly Tesla Full Self-Driving subscription service. Who knows what the price is going to be? My guess is it's going to be around $200 a month, plus or minus. And it's going to add a whole new revenue stream to Tesla. And I don't think a lot of people are completely grasping what this means. I mean, Tesla is shifting a bit into this software as a service business, which is great to have a recurring revenue stream, right? You're building that up over time, and this is going to be a big move. All right, so some few closing thoughts here. So number one, my hope is that Tesla management continues to under-promise and over-deliver. What does this mean? I hope that they don't give aggressive guidance in their next quarterly earnings call in a few weeks. They might be tempted, right? They might get excited and think, hey, you know, we can push, you know, guidance to 900,000 or more, or even mention a million vehicle target. But I hope that Tesla, you know, really bites their tongue and sticks to their existing guidance of 50% or, you know, materially over 50% year over year growth. I love that kind of more generic blanket guidance. It allows people to form their own opinion because there's a lot of stuff that's unknown about, you know, how much Tesla can ramp this year. But for those who, you know, do more due diligence, right, it actually shows that, hey, Tesla's almost delivering 200,000 vehicles this quarter. And they're ramping, let's say, Shanghai, Austin, and Berlin this quarter. Like, yeah, it's hard to see how they're not going to deliver at least 900,000 vehicles this year if there's not a big hiccup. All right, another thought number is that I think it's crucial this year. A lot of the plans rest on the 4680 cell ramp. If Tesla's able to successfully ramp really these 4680 cells, and you know, I'm hopeful because they've got this pilot production plan on Cato Road in Fremont they're testing it out. They've been testing it out. So if they could just, you know, basically scale, you know, copy this production line, which is supposed to be 20 gigawatt hours, you know, this could be something like they could scale in Berlin and in Austin. And a lot's going to be dependent on that in terms of how fast they can produce vehicles out of those two factories. And the last kind of overall comment is with Full Self-Driving. It's something that, you know, I've been exploring deeply in the past few months. I think more and more we're going to have to look to Full Self-Driving to really understand what Tesla is as a company, what their future potential is in terms of profits and margins, because Tesla is shifting from just this auto company and shifting actually to really a transportation as a service, right? It's almost a software company in some ways, integrated hardware and software company. And this shift is going to be interesting. It's going to happen before our eyes this year, in my opinion. All right. So overall, I think every investment has this risk. Short-term price moves are always difficult to predict because everyone, you know, needs to make up their own judgment and assess things in their own ways. And so it's up to each person to decide, obviously, you know, where they think Tesla is going to head, what the sentiment around the stock. In my opinion, I think these Q1 blowout delivery numbers really, you know, give a lot of indication that 2021 is likely to be a great time to be a Tesla investor. It's definitely exciting times. On the flip side, everything, you know, there's lots of things that could go wrong with the macro environment. It's something definitely to watch out for. Overall, though, my tendency is to lean toward this being a long-term investor in terms of view and outlook. And overall, I don't see any change in terms of the execution. Tesla's doing a fantastic job continuing to execute toward their crazy ambitious goals. And yeah, it's great to be a Tesla shareholder, and it's great to share with you guys some thoughts here on this Monday morning. All right, take care. This week, I've got some interviews coming on. One is I'm interviewing the CEO of Arcimoto. And it's a three-wheel electric vehicle company. And I'm also interviewing an old-school Tesla analyst, Andrea James. And I'm going to share those interviews later this week. And we've got some fun stuff coming up as well. We'll see you guys in my next video.